today, March 12, Reporters Without Borders is celebrating World Day Against Cyber Censorship. It's for the organization the opportunity of calling on each other to show some support for a free internet accessible to everyone. And we do publish a list of enemies of the internet, this country, that do restrict the access of their citizens to internet, the web, social media, and so on. We have this year again pointed out the worst violators of freedom of expression on the net. You'll see the list on our website, www.rsf.org. But in the list of countries that we put under surveillance, these are countries that do raise some concerns about freedom of expression online. In this list of countries under surveillance, you'll find some democracies. We have, for instance, Australia, because of the upcoming implementation of a highly developed internet filtering system that would actually block some internet content in the name of the fight against child pornography and intellectual property theft, but that could technically block more material than this contains. In South Korea, we also have draconian laws that are creating too many specific restrictions on web users, and these laws and decrees are challenging anonymity, promoting censorship on the web, which is something particularly interesting in the worst in the country that is the most connected in the world. We also have a country like Sri Lanka, because of the recent cases of websites blocking right before the elections in January. We have another election coming up. An online journalist is missing, and we are trying to find out more about the fact that some Chinese experts may have been invited to the country to advise the government on setting up some sort of internet filtering. In the other European countries, the trend is indeed to try to regulate more the internet. What is more worrying is the potential of setting up a more systematic filtering and automatic filtering system that would risk to overblock some content that is interesting for the general public.